everyone. So I got this new mic and I wanted to try it out. I've been in a bit of a creative rut for GWA, so actually I've been in kind of a creative rut for everything, to be honest. I think stress is getting the best of me. So it happens. But I thought, rather than let my voice get all out of tune, I don't really know if that's right, I would go ahead and answer some very quiet questions. These were the ramble questions posted by Freebird TWA. I'm not quite sure what that stands for, but I like the name. I figure this is a good way to just relax. It's 4 a.m. here, and I'm not in the least bit tired. And this is really the only time that I have that's relatively quiet. I don't have the connector for my mic to attach it to my iPad yet, so until then, which will be Wednesday, I have to record in my living room. It's not the quietest room in the house. I prefer the kitchen. So, questionnaires it is. Okay. First questions. What fictional world would you like to live in? Oh gosh. I would actually, this is gonna sound really ridiculous, but I would probably like to live in the Walking Dead world. Post-apocalyptic zombie land type place. Zombie land would be good actually, because it'd be funny and there's still electricity, so zombie land, there you go. Fictional world, if it's post-apocalyptic and there's zombies, I'm happy. Just give me a machete, I'm good. What dish are you most proud of knowing how to make? This is going to sound odd, but there is this traditional Slovakian dish that is served around Christmas called babalki. Or I've heard people call it babalki, babaki, babiki. I call it babalki. What it is bread balls and sauerkraut. Sounds gross, I know. But you bake the bread balls and then you cook the sauerkraut for like 8 hours until it is just caramelized and delicious, and then you mix it all together. And my great grandmother taught my grandmother on my dad's side how to make it, and she in turn taught my mom. Now my grandmother actually used to buy the bread balls already made, but my mom actually makes them from scratch. So it's a really simple dish, but it's more about timing. So I know how to make that. And it's just so delicious. And because it's part of my heritage, I love it. Beyond that, chocolate chip cookies. Yeah. Toll House chocolate chip cookies. I'm really good at that. I'm good at following direction and mixing shit up, and they're really good, so I should have something even more elaborate, but I'm a simple girl. Do you like to drive? Do you swear a lot when you drive? I do not drive. I've actually never been behind the wheel of a car. Gives me a little too much anxiety, so I like that Google is researching self-driving cars. I would love that. Because, well, it's either that or the bus for me or somebody else drive, so I tend to be in cars that crash or get crashed into, so it's better to just stay away from cars for me. Have you rode a train before? I have, actually. From South Carolina, back to where I live, a few years ago. And it took all day, but it was absolutely wonderful. Everybody is incredibly nice, which is pleasant. Flying can be, actually, you know, I've only had good experiences with everybody outside of some of the security guys at the airports have been kind of mean, and I don't do well with mean people, so that's why I prefer to take the train or bus or car, as much as I hate cars. Yeah, but all in all, the train was just a wonderful experience. If I was planning a cross-country road trip, would you be willing to go along? If you were going to LA or California, in a heartbeat, it's kind of where I really want to be right now. I could take a long road trip. I don't like cars. I don't drive. If we'd make it there, if nobody would crash into us, I'd be fine. Because when you drive, you really get to see a lot. And our country has some very wonderful places and things to see. And God, I could take a long road trip and just photograph everything that I could. Oh man, that would be so much fun. I love taking pictures. It's my passion, and I would probably be the worst, though, to travel with, because I would constantly be telling you to pull over and let me take a picture of that, and, oh, God. yeah. Would I be a fun passenger to talk with? I would hope so. Put on music, sing along to it, plenty of things to talk about, things you see, I could read out loud. I mean, I would assume I'd be a good person to travel with. I hope so. do I get seasick? I don't know. I've never been, in open water. I've never been on a boat. I have no idea. Probably not. I don't get car sick. I don't get motion sickness. But if I did, I know they make those really great bracelet things. My aunt has one that you put on and just like, I don't know, does something and you don't get seasick anymore. Just gonna always get one of those. That said, I am terrified of open water. Thanks to the movie of the same name. Please complete this sentence. People are wonderful. As terrified as I am of people, I love them. I love people watching. I love listening to people talk. And people are wonderful. They're fascinating. They're creative. Yeah. complete this sentence. I'm blank when it rains. I'm happy when it rains. Oh, it's like the garbage song. I'm only happy when it rains. I'm not gonna sing. Yeah, I'm happy. Content, actually, is probably a better word. I'm content when it rains. I find rain to be the most peaceful thing. Maybe aroused? Oh god, there's probably too many things for that. We'll go with content. Do you believe everyone has at least one interesting story to tell? Yes. At least, yeah. Most people have multiple interesting stories. I love getting to know somebody and hearing just the fascinating things that they have to tell me. And I'm the type of person who who will literally find anything you tell me interesting because it's about you. And if I ask a question, it's because I genuinely want to know. So. What is the biggest thing men and women don't understand about each other? I don't know. More alike than you would know. There's that whole thing about men and women are so different, but we're not. I don't know. Yeah. I have to really think about that one. I've never actually thought about it, so. Okay. Could men and women have better relationships with each other if they exchanged bodies for a day, month, year? Possibly. I don't really know. I mean, I think it depends on the man and woman, to be honest. Probably. We would probably find out that we all have the same core issues and things that we go through. It's just that it comes to the surface a little different. So, maybe. Possibly. I don't really know. You're getting deep with the questions here. according to the song, Money, That's What I Want, the best things in life are free. What's your best thing in life that's free? Hugs, friends, buffets. You have to pay for buffets, I think. Although, once you pay, it's like as much as you eat, so. Love. Love is probably the best thing that's free. Unconditional love. Not just love, unconditional love. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. And it's free. Or at least it doesn't cost money. You have to open yourself up to the possibilities of pain, but totally worth it in every way, shape, or form. Are dreams supposed to make sense, or are they just random? One of my favorite things, and I'm probably going to screw it up, one of my favorite quotes is from Inception, which is, dreams only make sense when you're having them, or something like that. I've probably completely ruined that, but, and I agree with that. I think that they make sense when you have them, but then you wake up and go, that was just some weird random dream. That said, your dreams tend to be your brain's way of working through things that are happening in your everyday life. So, your dreams are, they're not just random. They're always going to be based on something you're going through. If you're very stressed out, your dream will come across that way. If you're happy, same thing. It's your brain's way of dealing. So, still doesn't mean that they make complete sense, but there is usually a reason behind why you had that particular dream. Do you wonder what your pets dream about? If you've ever watched a dog or cat sleep, it's pretty obvious that they're dreaming about chasing things. And the bit that we know about cats and the fact that they are nothing but sadistic serial killers, they're probably dreaming about murdering small animals. Or large animals, just everything. So, I'm pretty sure that's what they're dreaming about. do androids dream of electric sheep? I've never heard of that, that story. I'm gonna have to look it up. although, even though it's a joke, depends on the, android. So... Use three words to describe your favorite color. Three words to describe my favorite color. Vibrant. Girly. And, happy. use three words to describe your favorite animal. Loyal. Loving. happy. Okay, so you were told that the words that describe your favorite color is actually how you would see yourself. How you describe your favorite animal is actually how you want to see yourself in the future. Well, my favorite color is pink. I guess I'm vibrant. I don't really think I'm vibrant. Well, my smile can be very vibrant at times. I am happy. No matter what, in my core, I'm happy. What was the other one I came up with? Vibrant. I think it's accurate. And my favorite animal is a dog. Well, I'm kind of a toss-up between dog and cat, but if I'm probably more of a dog person, and I do want to be loyal, and I do want to be loving, and I hope I am on both accounts, and I'm happy, so I'm partially there. I like that question a lot. You can make any sandwich in the world. What is the sandwich you make? So many options. Okay, it would have to be a Reuben. Reuben sandwich is just the most delicious sandwich ever. And it can be so hard to find, like, the best. My mom makes the most awesome Reuben sandwiches, which we have not had in a very long time because they are really expensive to make. But I think it's time for that, so. We are at a diner. What do you order for breakfast? Easy. Pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, or bacon, depending on what's there. Probably sausage, because I'm more of a sausage person. Hash browns. Yeah. And orange juice. I guess that's about it. Maybe espresso if they have it, and if it's good. tea or coffee? Tea. I like, this is really, it's probably an awful tea, but it's orange and spice tea, and I drink it all the time in winter, because it's just so tasty. It's very warm. It just reminds me of winter. I tend to put just a little bit of sweetener in it, and that's it. So, what is your favorite food and drink? I love Diet Pepsi. And I love pizza. I'm a huge pizza fan. That's basically the perfect meal for me, pizza and Diet Pepsi. Do you remember the last nice moment you had with a complete stranger? I don't really know. I don't really go out that much, but probably just holding the door open for somebody or having them hold the door open for me. That's usually the small things that happen that are nice. And those tend to stand out because you don't come across a lot of very genuinely nice people day to day like that. Most people are in such a rush and glued to their phone that they just don't notice. So that was probably it, and it was so long ago I couldn't tell you the exact one. And that's sad. That should happen more often. let's see. You are part of a band or a singing group. What is your group's name? oh gosh. Anxiety support group. That really is bad. I should rethink that, but I don't know. What's your album's name? Panic Attack. What do you think about when you look at the stars in the night sky? How much I would love to be able to look at the stars, same stars, but at a different location. Yeah. Have you ever made a wish upon a shooting star? Yes. Very recently, actually. I saw one a few months ago. I'm not gonna say what it was. How was your day, dear? Can you tell me about it? My day was filled with probably more stress than was needed. Lots of family health issues with my dad, which is probably one of the reasons that I'm in such a recording rut. That said, I did laugh hysterically at the stand-up of Pete Holmes. If you don't know who that is, Google him. He's hysterical. And talked to somebody very, very, very close to my heart. Off and on. And hope to talk to that same person very soon. So that made it a very good day. A wonderful day. I was wondering, what are you thinking about right now? At this moment, said person that I just mentioned, and how much I would love to be on the phone with them right now. Yeah. How much person makes me smile. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about. That and how much I really should just go and curl up and read a book right now. So I'm gonna do that. These are wonderful questions. And this has been nice. Hopefully this has soothed at least somebody to sleep, because it's relatively long. Okay. And also, hopefully I'll get back to normal recording very soon. So, if you listened this far, thank you. And I guess you'll hear from me again very soon. Bye.